When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Kane and Corey.
And we're back!
Corey is off today. Welcome to the show, Kane and Corey Show. He's not off. Called in sick. He wants to feel good for his big show in New Brunswick tomorrow night. And I know yesterday he came in hot with a cold and sniffing and stuff. So he's like, I just want to sleep. And even, you know, what are you going to do? Even if you don't believe him, even if you think he's lying, you can't say no, right?
No, I mean, what do you do?
You can't do anything.
Yeah.
I saw a story the other day. Are you allowed, do you think you should be allowed to take your sick days if you're not sick? A teacher got fired. She took 2 days off to go to a concert. I don't know who she saw, but it was out of town. And she left and had a great time. And she was kind of like hemming and hawing. And she's like, yeah, okay, fine. I went to a concert. And the school fired her for using sick days when she wasn't sick. I was under the impression that you can use them whenever you want. Because Don't they even say, use them or lose them? Right?
Right.
As you creep up on the end of the year and you still got some sick days left or time off, use it or lose it.
Yeah. Could it be like you feel mentally sick and you need to go to a show to heal yourself? I mean, like, how do you not prove come on. I mean,
it's for my mental health. People are taking way too many liberties with that whole thing. I'm taking a mental health day. What does that fucking mean?
I mean, sometimes you just feel overwhelmed with your job, right?
That's the new weak way of thinking. That's the new weak-minded way of thinking. You got to plow through.
I agree. I
mean, you got to attack it head on. Really, when you take a day, does it really fix anything or cure anything? No. You still come back to it the next day.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, it's a waste, mental health.
I'm going to be honest with you. When we were still in New York, I don't think you ever took a sick day.
Mm-mm.
Ever. And I was going to say,
Somebody's got to keep the boat in the ocean.
Well, that's what I was going to say. And I would always say to myself, well, God, Kane, don't take off. Like you would sniffle or whatever. And you'd be like, I feel like crap today. But I'm like, oh, Kane, don't take off tomorrow. Because I would be the one running the show because Corey had no idea, right? The other person had no idea. And it would be me, right? And I was like, fuck, I would have to run the show. And I think in the almost 2 years that we were there, I was with you. You never took a day off. I'm like, this fucking guy's invincible.
Well, I don't like to brag, but
and I just
I'm
think
not
you,
invincible. But no, I don't enjoy taking days off.
Yeah, no, I know.
Well, I can sit over here and wallow in my think it all through.
Yeah, I mean,
take a day to get my head right. Takes a little more than a day to get your head right.
No, you're right. Brooklyn Johnny said, Jay, you should take a year off for mental illness.
I agree. I mean, seriously, come on. That's what I mean. A day at the beach. Trust me, I take lots of days at the beach. I still work, but then I go to the beach. I mean, you know, problems don't go away.
I agree with you because you're taking a mental break from your job. So now you're thinking about your problems more so than you're thinking about doing your job. Aren't you just like exponentially increasing your problems?
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody's different, I guess.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, I just give it to God. I just pray, give it to God. Poof, you actually feel when you pray for peace and you pray to have the anxiety taken away and all the nervousness and all of that, the stress. When you pray for him to take that away, you actually feel the weight lift off your shoulders when you say amen. It's just like, woo! I feel light as a feather. And then I skip to the store. It's really incredible.
But don't you have to pray the right way, though?
It really does work. There's no right way or wrong way. You pray from the heart. You just talk to him.
Yeah.
Personal relationship. Don't get all caught up in religion.
Carrie's Berry said, I pray and give thanks for all I have multiple times a day. I think I need to start doing that too.
Right. Because I pray constantly. Not constantly, but throughout the day, you know, you're always talking to him. You know? Oh, shit. Woof, that was close. Guess I shouldn't have tried to run that bitch off the road. Thanks.
Same Staten Island Chris, that same Carrie. I love Jesus. Yeah, I mean, I just think, yeah.
You know what's great about that? Is there really is a renaissance for Jesus going on right now?
Yes.
All the athletes talking about it. You've got celebrities who are talking about it. I don't know what the rule is. Once you sell your soul to the devil, I don't know if you can get it back. That's God and the person who sells it. I don't know, but I feel like a lot of those guys are like, uh-oh, what the fuck I do? I guess this wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
But there really is a waking up.
Jelly Roll. He's another
church.
One,
it's incredible. And you feel it. And you can't deny it. It's everywhere. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
Doreen says, I pray every morning on my drive to work. Jenny says, Jesus even had an ad on the Super Bowl. Yeah, but we won't get into that. That was a horrible ad. A very big misrepresentation of Jesus, that ad. Mm. Well, the eclipse was yesterday. We made it. A lot of people, speaking of Jesus, a lot of people thought the eclipse was going to, or not the eclipse, rapture was going to happen. Well, that's stupid. You know that a complete solar eclipse, that happens every 18 months on Earth somewhere. It just never happens usually where there's people, but they're not that rare. They happen every 18 months, I heard yesterday. And I only know one person who was, well, a few people, his family, who was in the path of totality yesterday, and that was Cousin Rick down there in Austin, Texas, Doble Sace in the Mafia. What's up, Rick?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. How was it?
We are still alive in Texas.
Was it weird? Was it weird?
It was, it was odd to see it get completely dark in the middle of the day. So it was weird.
Did you notice any weird behavior, like your dog? Did it act funny, or did the birds stop chirping? NASA was even wanting help. They were like, let us know if you notice anything strange happening with the animals and shit. Did you notice any of that?
The only thing strange happened with, I was live broadcasting on Instagram, and the internet and phone service went completely down as soon as it went total eclipse.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yep.
I think that was just somebody fucking with you at the cable company.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Who knows?
I mean, when at nighttime, it doesn't go down at night, right? So, like...
No, No, and all these people out here were wearing their glasses and all this stuff, and I looked at them all, and I said, hey, have you ever watched a sunset or a sunrise? they didn't find that too funny.
Some people were so fucking moved. I'll play a couple clips of videos here in a little bit, but like crying, and you sent a video, you texted me a video, and I heard, you know, all the whooping and hollering, and then like there was clapping in the back. Really? I don't understand that sort of reaction to what happened yesterday. I thought it was a whole lot of nothing, especially around here. It was a whole lot of nothing, and I didn't find anything to be excited about. We've seen it before, and that's the only reason I got you on, because maybe it was different when it got completely dark. What's your take on all that?
I mean, it was different in the totality just because it was completely dark. Now, we were on the edge, so it was completely dark for about a minute and a half, which honestly was pretty cool. I mean, if you're right in the middle, you got up to a little over four minutes of darkness, so that had to be pretty neat. But I would say out of the whole thing, just the darkness in the middle of the day, everybody's lights coming on, the street lights coming on for that minute and a half, it was a weird feeling.
I think the strangest thing that happened was Cousin Kirsten stopped drinking wine. That was the oddest thing.
No, not yesterday.
We were
getting ready for the rapture around here, you know. We were drinking.
She's got her hair and makeup done. I'm coming, Jesus.
I'm coming, and I'm coming looking hot.
You know what, though? I don't know if she wants to be raptured, because you leave your clothes behind. I don't know.
Well, nobody cares then.
Well, I guess you're right? And I don't know. You think when you get raptured, you think, like, for example, I don't think she's going to be, but I don't know. You think if Lizzo got raptured, Do you think you go up big, or do you instantly get skinny? Like, are you in the perfect form when you get raptured, or you go up the way you are? I mean, I would think God would need a couple guys on that rope helping him pull her up. But you think you lose your body?
What do you think, Lizzo has ever been not fat?
Jesus.
Well, that's a good question. No, I'd like to see some photos of her when she's like a toddler. I bet she's a big toddler.
I would assume that she looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man throughout life.
God's like, hurry up, pull her up. I don't want a second eclipse. No, I think you go up.
Wait, I have a picture.
You have a picture of her as a
baby. Like, hold on, here we go. Wait, here she is. This is,
is this a joke or is this her?
No, this is her. This is her. Look. That's her right there.
I mean, you can't tell. I was a fat baby, too.
Wait, let's see. I don't know if they... Oh, wait, here she is right here. Here.
My belly used to hang out the bottom of my shirts.
I don't know which one.
Which one is she?
I don't know.
She doesn't... She looks like a normal kid there. Oh, she's up in the left corner.
Yeah, I think she's this one right here.
Yeah, maybe it was like a late onset obesity.
Yeah, I don't know.
Late onset donut eating.
We're so mean. All right, Rick, anything else?
No, just rain today in Texas. Finally, we're getting a little wet, so that's good. We need it.
All right, brother, hopefully I see you soon.
Yep, I look forward to it. See y'all later.
See you a lot. Bye.
Later, Rick.
Bye.
I took this video yesterday. I can't really share it off my phone. I'll just hold it up. This is what the eclipse looked like from my house. I'll play it again in case you didn't see it. This is the, I was looking up at the sun.
Who the
fuck? Describe what you're seeing, Jay.
I am seeing the moon, which
that's
is
the sun.
The sun. And then I'm seeing the moon, which is actually a nutsack. Carrie's Bear said, is that a nutsack?
I sent that to Kirsten yesterday, and I told her that was me, and she's like, oh my God, I'm throwing up in my mouth, because, you know, we're related, and she didn't want to see my nutsack.
Jenny said, is that yours?
Might be. I'm not telling. I'll never tell. Couple of highlights from yesterday. Google searches for my eyes hurt skyrocketed right after the eclipse.
I mean, I think anytime you look at the sun, right? Like if you are sitting on the beach near Donovan's and you just stare up at the sun for a little, your eyes are going to hurt whether it's a fucking eclipse or not, right? I mean.
I've never stared up at the sun.
I mean, I know
when I'm... I don't look directly into the sun. Maybe for a second. I looked up at the eclipse yesterday outside my bedroom window. I didn't leave the house yesterday. I had no desire to be a part of any of that weirdness. And I could see it. I looked, I maybe held my gaze for 2 seconds because it was kind of cloudy. But whatever.
I mean, I think even when you lay in the sun at the beach, let's say, and your eyes are closed, I open my eyes and my eyes still hurt a little.
You might have
like sunspots.
Sea spots.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's all just a reason to sell glasses.
Yeah, I don't know. And then Corey yesterday was like, well, you know what? Why can't you look? He's like, when's the last time you saw a story of someone going blind because they looked at the eclipse? Well, thanks to who sent me this. I wrote it down. I want to get it in. Oh, Pink Cardamom sent me the story. It was in the Post. There's a story about someone hurting their eyes looking at it. Staring at the 2017 eclipse for 10 seconds left me with irreversible eye damage. 10 seconds. I looked at it for 2 seconds and I could tell that my eyes hurt a little bit. So you look away.
Yeah.
Who are you staring at it for 10? You should have lost some vision for that stupidity. But so just to Corey's point, I guess it has happened.
Like you said, 10 seconds. Well, I mean, first of all, why did you need to look that long? Right? I mean, you look at the sun for 10 seconds now, you're going to hurt your eyes.
God, I posted something on Facebook yesterday. I really thought my followers were a little smarter than this. I posted, I'm not seeing any eclipse pics. What's going on? Did it not happen?
Huh.
Obvious sarcasm.
Yeah. Like it never happened.
In reference to every single fucking picture, every post was someone's version of it. And they all look the same. And they're not that interesting. The pictures look, you know, like if you're, it's like posting a concert video. Okay.
True.
Not looking at that. You're not going to watch it later. I'm never going to watch it. No one's ever going to look at it. All the eclipse pics coming out, like on Facebook. I'm like, God.
You know what I saw? You know what was a lot of my feed was people like fucking making fun of iPhone. The difference between iPhone pictures and Android pictures. Like iPhone pictures just look like a blotch, you know, like a blot in the sky. The Android pictures, you could actually see the eclipse.
And that's why are you even like taking a picture on your phone? There's many better pictures on the internet taken by professionals.
Truth. Yeah, I know. It's stupid.
But I had so many people on this post. A few people got the sarcasm, but they were like sending me their pictures of the eclipse. I'm like, do you really think that because I said, did it not happen? Do you really think I didn't think it happened? Do you really think I'm stupid enough to believe that, well, gee, maybe the eclipse didn't happen. Maybe something happened where it was canceled. Come on.
I just could not believe, like we said, that people were literally looking up with tears coming down their eyes, fucking cheering, and like, what? I mean, what? You know what? And then in the news this morning, they were like, it was a time where no politics were involved. People just came together for one thing and one thing only. There was no left, no right. What in the?
The View tried to add politics into it. Those stupid bitches on there. Whoopi corrected her, at least, or one of them corrected the one woman. She was like, well, we got the cicadas coming, and we have the eclipse and the earthquakes. That's a sign of climate change.
Oh, God.
Even Joy Behar was like, well, earthquakes come from under the ground. I really don't think that's got to do with, like, they will try to pin anything. Any stupid event on climate change. Here's a weatherman from Channel 16 at WAPT News.
Well, we are almost to totality here. The skies have cleared off. The temperature is already dropping. I get emotional. This is just unbelievable. Think how this works. The moon is 400 times smaller than the sun, and the sun is 400 times further away. Makes this possible. And we're just about to totality here. In the next minute, we're looking for the diamond ring and Bailey's beads as it goes to totality. We'll be able to take our glasses off here very shortly. I got my binoculars, and look how dark it is now. If you take your glasses off, we're coming into the shadow. Wow. Here we go. It's just about to go total. Look for the look for the diamond ring. There it is. It's dark. The street lights are on. And the temperature is... So there it is. That's the diamond ring right there. Look at the diamond ring. Spectacular. Oh, look. There's a small cloud and you see a halo. Oh, look at that. The diamond ring is still... You can still see the diamond ring. Unbelievable. Oh, my God. And there it is. That's the sun's atmosphere. You're looking at the corona of the sun. That's the sun's atmosphere. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Even though I saw it in Nashville in 2017, it just does. It's spectacular. The rays of sun. There to the right, you can see planets coming out. We got Venus and Jupiter visible to the right and to the left of the sun.
Jesus.
It is a night sky. If you look far off to our west, it looks like twilight.
Uncle.
Off to the east.
Uncle.
This guy needs to get laid. That guy needs to get laid.
I have seen sunsets more spectacular than what I saw yesterday.
Yeah.
Go to Siesta Key.
Yeah.
It's tradition for them. That's just Sarasota. Go over the bridge, go to the beach. Everyone goes to the beach for sunset over there, over the Gulf. Gorgeous.
I'm sure it's beautiful. Even in Sunset Beach, when the weather's nice down in Cape May, right here in Jersey.
Oh, my God, the streetlights are coming on. I said that once. during the sunset. People laughed at me. They said, well, it's getting dark.
Mike C. said,
oh,
he,
yeah.
Mike C. said he definitely jizzed his pants.
He definitely. No, man. If there was a way to hump an eclipse, that guy could have been first in line.
Now, fuck. You think it was because...
Look at the sun ring. I wish I could put that around my cock.
Do you think it was because he's a weatherman? Like, do you study shit like that? Like,
I don't know. Well, sure. I mean, you know, it's... You study this things up there.
Yeah, the weather, I mean...
The sun, how it affects it and stuff. I suppose you know a little bit more about that stuff than the average person, but still, I mean...
Because you wanted to be a meteorologist, didn't you, at one point?
Yeah.
I mean,
we were so close to having video of me bawling in Texas. It's so beautiful. People have been claiming to have eclipse sickness too. There's no evidence that's a real thing. People have said the symptoms are insomnia, fatigue, and no appetite. One woman claimed it knocked her off her menstrual cycle. The eclipse.
I mean, it literally lasted for 90 seconds. What? I don't know.
Hey, man, Jim Cantore almost cried when he heard thunder snow. So, oh, my God, did you hear that? It thundered. And there it goes again.
But I feel like for a weatherman, that's a phenomenon that they've probably studied and never had seen before, right? So, like, you're studying it all your life in school, and then you finally see it. It's probably something special, right? I don't know.
I've seen thunder snow. I've heard it.
I don't know.
Okay, it thundered while it was snowing. People are just more laissez-faire than other people. That's all. It takes a lot to impress me. Even the sunset. No, that's not the sunset. When the sun moves away. Far enough. It's like, okay.
Staten Island Chris said, I get like that seeing pussy. I hear you, bro.
I mean, you know, it's different for people. Fuck. When the Vikings win the Super Bowl, someone got to film me weeping my eyes out then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be a puddle. I'm going to be way worse than Eclipse Guy. Of course, that'll never happen, so I don't have to worry about that.
That's like, that'll happen. The clips will happen again before that happens. So,
woman by the name of Talon Celestine, 22 years old, of Georgia, she left a motel in Florida Panhandle the morning of the eclipse yesterday, and she told the people at the checkout that she was going on a shooting spree directed by God. So she hit her car, headed down Interstate 10 in the Panhandle, and started shooting at people.
What the freak?
She was driving a purple Dodge Challenger. Tells you something right there.
That's Florida for you.
Georgia plates. Within 5 miles, she fired multiple shots into another vehicle traveling along the interstate, hitting the car multiple times. Driver was struck by glass fragments, pulled off the side of the road. Another suspect was shot in the neck, taken to a nearby hospital, currently receiving treatment. Talon. My name Talon. She's in jail. What color do you think she is?
Talon?
Talon in a purple Challenger from Georgia.
She's got to be white.
Yeah. No.
Wow. Talon.
Talon, everybody. Let me see if I have another video of. No, I think that's pretty much it. If I ever hear the word eclipse again, it'll be too soon.
What's next? Bird flu. That's next. That's going to be next on our radar.
Whatever they try to manufacture.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Don't fall for it, people.
100 times deadlier than COVID. Come on.
Yeah, but there are. Oh, my God. I hadn't seen it for a long time. And it's always the worst drivers on the road. I was behind someone going about 7 miles an hour, trying to get back on the fucking parkway, as in Neptune.
Right.
And hitting their brakes for no fucking reason. And then she finally gets in the left turn lane. I got to pass her. All by herself, windows rolled up, wearing a mask. I haven't seen a masked up solo driver in probably 3 years. I want to pull him over and shake him. Go like, who are you listening to? How are you still so stupid?
It
boggles the mind. Yeah, It really does.
Even when masks were mandated, I know.
Kat says, you know, they always find malaria in the water or in a mosquito that's coming too. Yeah, I mean, it's something new. Remember SARS? Remember how that was supposed to be super bad there for a minute? And
you know, now the locusts and
bring
this.
Back Black Death. Let's go.
Yeah.
Kayla says 99% of them are old people or Uber drivers. Yeah, the one, she definitely looked like a foreigner. The one that I saw.
I mean, an Uber driver, I could see, right? You're in a car with somebody.
No,
whatever.
I can't. No? Not now. Yeah, not now.
I mean.
I was seeing some, because Curb Your Enthusiasm ended, and there was some, you know, the last day of shooting photos that were posted. All the help in Los Angeles still had to wear masks. They all had masks on. The camera people and this and that. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's happening over there either. Yeah. You couldn't pay me to move to California.
No way. Mm-mm. No way.
What if I saw, this is interesting. The thought of Florida and Texas seceding from the union. I got excited when I heard that. First of all, if they did, would you stay here or would you go there and be a part of their country? If Florida and Texas said, fuck you, America, we're going to join him. Well, you know what they would have to do? They would have to invade and annex Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, because you need to be connected.
Right.
I think they would voluntarily go with Florida and Alabama. I don't think they would need to annex them. But that way they would have, you know, full access to the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic Ocean. So let's just say it's Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, their own country. First of all, it'd be the 55th largest country in the world by land area, 455,000 square miles. Population would be 66 million people, which is more than France. It'd be the 23rd most popular country in the world. It'd be the third richest country in the world, behind only China and the rest of the U.S. The GDP would be $4.5
trillion. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
From just those five states.
Wow.
Most of which coming from Texas and Florida, you can't really count on Mississippi for too much of that money. Let me get my piggy bank. I'll chip in a little bit here. Oh, that's a button.
So now they could decide
that was a quarter.
They could decide taxes, no taxes. They don't have to go by anything.
Florida and Texas already don't have state taxes, so you know they probably wouldn't tax you at all there. The military would be bigger than France, Germany, and the UK.
Wow.
225,000 people in their military.
Wow.
I would fucking move there in a fucking heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
Heartbeat. How much room you got in your house there, cousin Rick and Kirsten? I'm moving in with you. I'd get my own place eventually, but you know, until I get on my feet.
I think as long as there's some laws like against, you know, purging and shit like that, hell yeah, I would go in a heartbeat.
I would not stay up here. I would not want to be part of the U.S.
Mm-mm.
In a civil war, I definitely would not want to be part of the North because they got all the guns. I would not want to fight for the North. We get our ass kicked.
Yeah.
Except I don't think a civil war would be North versus South. I think it would be, you know, left versus right. And that's just a fucking mess because there's no delineation.
Yeah.
It'd be just, you know, because left and right, we all live together. Wow, that would be crazy. But, I mean, that's a fast war, too, because, you know, the left doesn't believe in guns.
Yeah, right.
I mean, really, do you really want to bring that on? Because they always talk about that. You see all these, you know, cringy posts from these crazy leftists who threaten Antifa. Really? Antifa, you really want that?
I don't think you do. Stupid.
Careful what you wish for. But yeah, I'm fighting for the South. I'm working on my accent. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
You could go now. I mean, your Nuzzin and Rick just said, come now. They've got plenty of room at the house and the ranch.
I know.
I don't know what you're staying here for, man.
Because I like Jersey. I love Jersey, actually.
I do too, but yeah. Why don't you get dual?
I have moved
residency.
28, 30 times in my life, and I've lived in a lot of different places. I lived in the desert. I lived on the beach. There are things wrong with everywhere. There are things to bitch about it. A lot of everywhere has its positives, and everywhere has its negatives. Like, I mean, you know, the people leaving Jersey for good reason. The taxes are high. This, that, and the other. I mean, you know, wherever they're going, they're going to find stuff to bitch about there too. It's not perfect anywhere. So I, you know, I'm in no rush.
Somebody comes up to you and says, "Kane, you can no longer live in New Jersey. I don't give a fuck how much you love it. Where are you going? Are you going to Texas or are you going to the Keys?" I feel like you would go to the Keys.
I would probably go to Florida.
Yeah. You know.
Or if I had to up and move right now and make that split decision. I don't know. I'd be alone in Florida, though. I got people in Texas. Who knows? I don't know.
I feel like you would buy an RV and just go from Texas to Florida, back to Texas, back to Florida. But, you know.
Well, right? That would be ideal.
Yeah.
My ego says, Florida is perfect. We got Florida man and everything, so no issues here. Florida is the most perfect place that I have been to. I will give you that.
Mm.
The politics I love. I love the beaches.
Kayla said, "Oh God,
the climate, everything about it."
Kayla said, "Oh God, don't come here. You'd regret it, Kane." Really?
Where?
To Florida. She's in Florida. Where? You're in Miami, right, Kayla?
No, I've lived in Florida. North Hutchinson Island, Fort Pierce.
Huh.
They're at the 8th floor condo right on the beach.
And how was the beach when you were away a couple weeks ago? The beach, you stayed at that awesome Airbnb, which was amazing, right?
Yeah.
The pool table and all.
The Texas beach, Port
Aransas.
How
was the beach there?
It was great.
Compared to like Florida Keys or the Jersey Beach.
They're all different. It was a different experience. The Texas Gulf, much different than the Florida Gulf. The sand was white, really fine powder. I didn't expect that. I thought it'd be browner. In fact, Rick even said that. He's like, "Wow, the sand is really white. It's never that white here." Mm. I don't know. I guess I prefer the, you know, Siesta Key, the Florida Gulf.
I don't know if I could fuck with them.
It was still great. It was beautiful.
Them no-see-ums that were biting us and I mean, I liked Florida to visit, but I couldn't fucking, no way.
Mm-mm. They're not always out. There's not always biting flies.
Do they have those in Texas? The no-see-ums?
It was pretty windy, so if they did, they weren't around that day. Gold Coast M says, "I'm ready to leave for the mountains." See, I can't do the mountains. Too many critters. And hill people. And Bigfoots. See, there's just too many ways to die in the mountains. I have no desire to go to the mountains. Even a tick can kill you.
True. You're right.
The only way you can die on the beach, you go in the water and get eaten by a shark or something, but like, you know, unless you dig a hole in the beach and it collapses in on you. That's the only way you can die on the beach.
Or you get cut and you get MRSA on the bottom of your foot.
Yeah. Oh, God. Don't do that, by the way. If your kids want to, it's fun to get buried up to your neck on the beach.
Yeah, don't do it.
I saw a story of some guy did that. It was like a bunch of college dudes. And some of the other guys who didn't get buried actually got infected, too. But this guy got basically, long story short, some larva got underneath his skin.
Oh, God.
Whatever lives in the sand got underneath his skin and gave him these disgusting welts, and they were slithering all over in his fucking underneath his skin. He got super fucking sick because he was invaded by sand critters. So maybe don't do that.
That's making me itchy thinking about it. Oh, God. It's disgusting.
Yeah, Kat used to, when I worked at WOVV, when I lived on North Hutchinson Island down there in Florida. Kat, that's where Kat grew up. She used to listen to me on the radio down there.
Oh.
She just said Hurricane Wayne would do commercials for the place I worked at called Kickin' the Pants. Bizarre, right? Yeah, I did commercials for a clothing store called Kickin' the Pants, and she worked there. That's crazy.
Kickin' the Pants.
Kickin' the Pants, yes. Kind of. I like that name.
Who came up with that name of that store? Kickin' the Pants.
I don't know. Huh. It's kind of clever, I think. Michaela says, "Nah, you take Florida and sucks. You take a shower. The minute you step outside, you're drenched again. It's not fun. Then don't get me started on electric bill during the summer."
Oh, yeah, I could imagine. I mean, even
now,
here
but see,
hot.
But that's the bad part. There's also the good part. winter down there. There's nowhere you'd rather be in the winter than Florida, right?
I mean, Texas is hot too, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they had a heat wave this past summer, didn't they?
Yeah, like, well, no, that's always, it always gets over 100 degrees.
Fuck that.
I mean, again, there's the good and the bad. The only place that doesn't have any good is Minnesota. That's just bad all the way around. I noticed a new, I guess this would fall under the plus category of LGBTQIA+. You know, that's where they put the pedophiles.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pedophiles fall under the plus too. You know what eco-sex is?
You have sex with trees.
Pretty much. Yeah. Eco-sex is a person that finds nature romantic, sexual, and sexy. Sensual and sexy. Did I say that right? Did I say sensual the first time?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why I repeated myself. Yeah. It's a new sexual identity. It's a person who imagines the earth as their lover.
What is wrong with... I don't, and they, everybody's like, have another kid. Fuck no. No way. Why would I bring a kid into this world where people are fucking the grass?
There's a whole website. Here come the ecosexuals.
Ecosexual.
Here come the ecosexuals with Beth Stevens and Annie Sprinkle. And there's a helpful 25 ways you can make love to the earth link. I'm going to click on that.
Oh my God.
Helpful tips how you can make love to the earth. Number one on the list. And I think that's the most important, right?
Number one.
That's why you're putting it at number one, because you feel that this is the most important
Absolutely.
Thing to do. Yeah. Tell the earth I love you. I can't live without you.
I mean, I don't even know what to say. It's just.
I mean, it's true. You can't live without the earth. Well, that's not true. You die, you go to heaven. You're alive.
Yeah.
You're still alive. You're just somewhere else.
Right. Your soul's
You're just experiencing life in a different form is all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So fuck Earth, right?
So
tell the Earth I love you. I can't live without you. Number two, at first you may feel embarrassed to be lovers with the Earth. Let it go. It's okay.
No, the fuck it's not.
Number three, spend time with her. What if I'm a homosexual? What if I think I want the earth to be a guy?
I mean,
why do we always just assume Earth's gender? Mother Earth. How do we know Earth's not up there going, I'm a they?
Yeah, right.
Number four, ask her what she likes, wants, and needs, then try to give it to her. These are people who are allegedly sane.
They're not. There's no way. This is just.
These are the people that we're supposed to humor, right? And like, and people like this 30 years ago, 40 years ago, they would go live in an insane asylum.
Oh, that's where we without
put
a
them.
Doubt.
That's where we put them.
Without
because
a doubt.
Because we used to care about people that thought this way. And so we would try to get them help.
Right.
And now we just humor them and let them continue upon their path of sickness.
I don't, that's why most of the insane asylums are now vacant and they're used for something else, because now everything is normal. Nobody's insane anymore. You want to fucking stick your dick in dirt and you're normal. Oh, that's normal behavior.
That's what the guy did in Saltburn.
He stuck his dick in dirt.
Not to give anything away, but one of the stupidest scenes I've ever seen in a movie was this guy that he was allegedly in love with that he eventually killed. You know, they buried him and everyone left the cemetery. And then there was the mound of dirt. There was the cross headstone and the mound of dirt, right? And this Saltburn guy, the star of the movie, he's laying on top of the mound of dirt sobbing, and then he gets up on his knees and takes his shirt off and lays back down on top of the mound of dirt, and he's sobbing. And then you're looking going, is his pelvis moving? And then he gets up on his knees again and takes his fucking pants and underwear off and lays on top of the mound of dirt naked, and you see him adjust his penis as he's like sticking it in a vagina, and he starts humping the mound of dirt that this guy's body is underneath. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Wow. Everybody's making fun. They're like, Jay, you fucked a ham. I was a young boy experimenting, and I hadn't had vagina yet. Once I got vagina, I didn't want to fuck a ham, a piece of dirt, a fucking asshole. I didn't want to do any of that.
They make a good point, though, Jay. I mean, I never fucked anything I wasn't supposed to.
No, but when you're a little kid.
Oh, my God.
No. No. Even as a kid. I mean, they put food fucking in a comedy movie for a reason. Because it's not really supposed to be done. You know, they fuck the pie. Yeah, that's humor. That's, oh, my God, look how ridiculous this is. This never happens. He's fucking a pie. Well, I guess it's not as ridiculous as we thought it was. Ham fucker. Yeah, no, I could never stuck my dick anywhere weird. I'm trying to think. Mattress? That's not weird. Rubbing it on the mattress.
How about between the couch, you know, the pillows where they come together,
oh God,
the
stop,
little crease?
Stop.
No,
stop.
You never did that.
The only reason you bring in those is I did because you did it.
No, you know what I tried one time? Either. You know what I tried one time? A guy who was in prison, they make those vaginas out of towels and plastic bags. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever
Scott
heard about
Scott Weiland that? Described how yeah. he made a...
It wasn't Scott Weiland, though. It was somebody that actually went to prison that I knew.
Scott Weiland went to prison, and in prison, that's what they... He described it to me on the air once. I was like, I don't know if you can say all this.
Yeah, but so what you do is you take a towel, you wrap the bag over the edge of the towel, then you fold it. So the bag is in the towel, and then you lubricate it, and it apparently feels like a vagina. Well, I didn't believe it, and I tried it. And it does. It did at the time.
You did it for science? I don't believe that works.
Yeah.
Let me see for myself. Let me conduct an experiment to see if that works. And you knew it worked within three thrusts, but then you had to make sure. And so you finished in the Ziploc.
Yeah. No. And Mega Maego said, Jay, how do you know this? I tried it after the guy described it. I was like, let me try this. And I could see how they would get into it in jail.
Jay's the kind of guy who wipes his mouth on the curtains after dinner.
I mean, if somebody told you, wouldn't you try? Like, wouldn't you be curious?
No, I've been told. Scott Weiland told me. I didn't run home after that interview and make a fake vagina. I didn't even cross my mind. Forbidden Ball says, I know a guy that would put chicken breast in the microwave, put them in plastic wrap, and then stick them on the couch cushions. And no, it wasn't me. Kat says, Jay, the first step is to admit you have a problem, then you can heal.
I don't think it's a problem. When you're younger, you like experiment with shit.
You keep using that as an excuse, and that's really not... It's not normal. Others have not done what you have done.
Well, you experience when you're a kid.
You never took a piece of ham or a ham out of the freezer. Wait a minute. You never took a ham out of the fridge.
You ever take a pound of bacon out of the packet? It's all slimy and greasy. That would probably feel good on your cock, but never once have I thought about it.
No, but like you look at it, you're like, oh, look, that kind of resembles a vagina. And then you just have a quick thought.
Oh, my God.
You never have a quick thought?
No. A lot of things look like vaginas, Jay. I'm afraid. I shudder to think what must run through your mind on a daily basis.
Brooklyn Johnny said, Jay, take a mental day.
You're right. It might help you, actually.
I mean.
You can't even shop in the produce section.
Here's a quick thought, Mike C. Jay, get help.
God. You know, never mind. Other ways to make love to the earth? Massage the earth with your feet.
Oh, you mean walk? That's walking. Like what?
You're supposed to rub your toes a little bit. Oh, God. You know, pretend that you're giving the, you're washing the earth's hair at the salon. You know?
So
massage
now,
it a little bit.
In defense of that last one, when you go to the beach and you rub, it feels good to rub your toes in the sand, right? I mean, is that kind of... No?
I'm afraid to say yes.
I mean...
I'm afraid to say yes because you're going to take that and use it to line it up
and
defend with what you're saying.
No. But seriously, when you first sit down and you get your feet in the sand... And
well, sure. Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking of it in a sexual manner.
No, but I mean, you're caressing the earth with your feet. In the sand, because it feels good to you, not the earth, maybe. I don't know.
Admire her views often. Well, only when she wears a low-cut top.
Go sexual.
Circulate erotic energy with her. Smell her. Taste her. Yeah, I'm not licking earth. Mm-mm. Not doing that.
Mm-mm.
Touch her all over, hug and stroke her trees, talk dirty to her plants. So I'm trying that experiment. I've been talking real nice to this tree I got in my bathroom now.
They say that if you do it, it grows, yeah. Right? Is that a proven scientific
fact?
My
plant's a guy, I can tell. So I've been like, you know, talking to it like a dude. Oh, man, you look good today, bro. I'm fist bumping it and stuff. Your leaves look good, man. Keep it going, dude. You getting too much sun in here, bro? I mean, like, I know it sucks, right? I know you don't like direct sunlight, but there's nothing I can do. For a few minutes every day, you're going to have to just chill out, right? Just relax.
Kane, do you need a mental health day?
I feel like it's alive. I feel like, I know, I understand my dad and I used to think my mom and dad were nuts because they were so sensitive about their plants. I'm like, who cares if they die? They're just plants. I kind of feel that now.
Well,
I feel like I got a connection with my plant, my dude plant, my plant dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
What if your
That's
plant was
not as bad as ham fucking?
No, it sure isn't. But what if your plant, I mean, maybe your plant identifies as a female plant with a
penis.
No,
because plants aren't crazy. plants aren't nuts. Swim naked in her waters. Lay on top of her. Let her get on top. Yeah, I don't know. That's probably going to result in death.
Yeah, that's called suffocation. What the fuck?
She'll take care of me. Just let me bury myself in her. Do a nude dance for her. Sing to her. Kiss and lick her. Bury parts of your body deep inside her soil. Plant your seed in her.
So ejaculate in the dirt. Is that what they're saying?
Fucking come in the dirt. Hey, Saltburn.
Dude, are these people getting arrested for indecent exposure? Like,
I don't know. They probably do it in the woods where nobody is.
Jeez.
Love her unconditionally, even when she's angry or cruel. Frank, there's a tornado coming. Oh, Helen, it's all right. Don't get mad. That's just Mother Earth. She's just pissed off. It's all right. It'll pass.
Jesus.
Please keep her clean. All right, that I agree with. Yeah, let's keep her clean.
Right, right.
If you see her being abused, raped, exploited, protect her as best you can. Protect her mountains. Vow to love, honor, and cherish the earth until death brings you closer together forever. Oh, these people are fucking insane.
Insane. The last one, like you said, I agree with. Like, don't litter. I mean, that's just, right? Right. But everything else is just mental health disease.
And of course, the people, these fucking chicks in charge look like the biggest freaks in the world. They look like, you know, they look like your name a parade. Gay Pride Parade, Antifa, the campus at Berkeley. That's what they look like. Jeez. I'll show you a picture real quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I see it. Here come
hippies and blue hairs and fucking weird clothes.
I just don't.
And here come the ecosexual. You must take us seriously, though. They're going to demand that we take them seriously.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man. Sausage Company says we actually agree on a lot. I know we're sitting here disagreeing with all kinds of different people. There's a sausage company, Johnsonville Sausage. They conducted a survey on American attitudes. 80% of adults say they're sick and tired of the anger and negativity in America, and 89% want less negativity in the news and social media. Well, I think everybody would say that, but if you ask like an ecosexual about that, yeah, of course we want less negativity. But not at the expense of somebody not humoring us.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right? We need you. You're not allowed to have your own opinion. You have to come to our side.
And why is a sausage company? Like, the sausage you eat, they're literally, well, maybe they're taking, to figure out people's buying habits. Like, what should they sell in certain areas? But what does that have to do with selling sausage?
It's a good question. I don't know. 60% of adults say having fun with people has gotten harder lately. 80% say there's people in their lives that really want to connect with. They really want to connect with, even if they disagree on some issues. This shouldn't even be a thing. Of course you're going to disagree with people.
I mean,
it's pretty weak-minded of you if you don't want to be somebody's friends because they don't agree with you on every single fucking thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's
do you even agree with Tracy on every single fucking thing?
Most of the things I don't. And, you know,
like, and how do you deal with that? You just don't talk about it, right?
You just either compromise or you don't talk about it. Or you just, like, you let her have her way one day and then I get my way the next day. Like, it's just, I mean, I'm not doing anything. When I disagree with her, it's not doing anything to put us in harm's way or Giovanni in harm's way. But I don't, you know, I don't agree with some things she does financially or things that she does to raise Giovanni. Like, that's part of being in a partnership. Right, we don't agree. You and I mean, it's obvious. You and Corey sometimes have different views. You don't fucking hate each other, right? I mean, you just and we move on, and the next day is fine. You know, like
people say that in the mafia all the time. It's like it's so weird how you guys can just flip a switch and everything's back to normal. Yeah, I don't know, because guys don't take things as personally as women do. And we don't hold on to shit. We don't remember every little detail of every stupid argument and bring it up. At the worst possible time, even if after you've said you've forgotten all about it. We know that trick, by the way, lady.
Yeah.
Kat says these people who have to make everything seem sexual, like they're deviants, and their life never seems to be quite working for them. I could not agree more. Speaking of deviant, OnlyFans, Britney Spears, they say, could make $100 million if she joined OnlyFans. $100 million a year if she started OnlyFans.
Would you, if you were an OnlyFans, would you, if you were an OnlyFans, you know, subscriber, would you join? Would you subscribe to
Fuck no. First of all, there's going to be enough leaks.
Oh, yeah.
And second of all, there's nothing about her that turns me on anymore.
No.
She's a train wreck.
Train wreck.
She's a car crash.
Her
body's, her body, I don't want to say it's gross because...
Back in the day,
beauty
Britney,
is in
though?
The eye of the beholder, but like, no, her, she's just, and no, she's, she looks like a crazy old lady now.
Yeah. How about back
it
in the day, Britney?
Does nothing for me. Oh, back of course.
Yeah, she was.
With the skirt and the thing and the hold, the tie and the,
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Everyone thought she was hot then. 100 million doing OnlyFans. I don't care how much money it is. That's the equivalent of selling your soul.
You
I could
so?
Never, yeah. ever, ever, ever. There's no coming back from that.
No, because it lives out there always.
Once that's your life, once you do that, that's a stink that's not coming off. I don't care how much money it is. I don't care how broke I am. I don't care how big my cock is. I would never do that. Ever. Ever.
We have a mafia member that was on OnlyFans, J-Beth. Remember she sent us that picture?
Remember that, yeah.
She did that. I don't know if she's still doing it, but I mean... I don't know, though,
she's
man.
She's not making $100 million.
No. No. But do you think really, I mean, I don't think Britney would ever do that, though. Well, let me retract that. Let me try.
I 100% think she would do it. They say she could make 13 to 18 million her first month.
I think it's like a bad car accident. That's the problem. You know that somebody died, but you can't look away from
it. Well, she's uber famous, too. I mean, people are just curious about shit like that. Kayla says, I would do it and keep my face hidden. Yeah, but you still know you're doing it.
Hmm.
And deviants are getting off to your, even if it's just your feet or something, right? Like, there's still perverts getting off to you. I don't know. The porn industry is part of the whole problem in America.
Yeah, temptation to money, root of all evil. That's, Kat said it. I mean, that's the truth.
JBS says, I stopped doing that years ago. I thought about bringing it back, but too much work.
Yeah.
How much did you make total, Beth? You want to call us? You can call us if you want.
Yeah, call in.
What's the phone number?
908-370-4185.
If you want, J-Beth. I just got a couple questions.
Yeah, call in. You got my number. Call.
Galvin says, I could see her doing it now as she seems she's constantly high and probably needing money.
She's on hold with an insurance company. She might not be. She's not going to be.
Okay.
All right. I get it. Yeah. Don't get off.
Kayla says, only thing holding me back is my morals and my kid. Well, those are two pretty big things.
Yeah. No shit.
That's a whole other issue too. Like it lives forever on the internet. Your kids are eventually going to grow up. I mean, God, the horror of your kid finding you on OnlyFans, or maybe OnlyFans is dead by then and your videos are just somewhere else for free on Pornhub or whatever. Oh my God, there's mom. Traumatic enough seeing your mom fucking suck your dad's dick in the motorhome. That's bad enough.
Could you close your eyes
and finding a video?
Even all these years later, could you close your eyes and picture that moment again?
I don't even have to close my eyes.
Wow.
It's imprinted.
Yeah, I bet. But Kayla, you said your morals, and okay, the morals, I get it, but your kid, but you said you would not show your face. Could you get past the morals thing? Because your kid won't know that it's you, right? If your face is not shown. Right?
Oh, please.
You can tell. There's mommy's vagina. Like, how is he going to fucking know?
He remembers from when he came out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I remember my first house.
True.
Really small. Yeah. Cramped. She says, nah, I couldn't.
Morals are too high, and I have tats he would recognize. All right. Yeah. Well, that's different. Yeah.
I think it would be worse. What do you think would be worse? I think it would be way worse to find videos of your dad doing gay stuff on OnlyFans than it would seeing your mom getting railed on OnlyFans. All right. Here's what's worse. You find your mom in a video being passed around. It's like a bukkake party.
Yeah.
Right? And your mom's in the middle and she's got a dick in each hand, one in her mouth, one being slapped on her forehead.
Damn, you really stepped it up.
There's one in her vagina, one in her asshole, and she's just loving it.
Just woo-hoo-hoo. Fucking gangbanged. Yeah.
You find your mom doing that or your dad sucking cocks.
Oof.
He's like the center of a dick sucking party and he's like, what?
Wow.
What would be worse? Oh, God, that's a hard one. Pardon the pun.
I think that, all right, this is what I think. I think that finding your dad sucking, you know, like going skiing.
I think so too.
Yeah, because your mom's just,
wait,
okay.
Going skiing.
Like when you ski, with two dicks. You never heard about that? That's skiing. They call that skiing.
You're doing the ski poles.
Right. So like pretend.
Yeah, but you okay. All right. Oh, I see.
Yeah. All right. So I just think that, okay, you know your mom is a heterosexual and she just happens to have more than one cock in her. But your dad, you didn't know that.
She got all the cocks in her.
Your dad, you didn't
know.
Holding
this secret.
Yeah, he's holding this secret. He's like, oh, how could you let mom do that, dad? But now it's like, dad.
Yeah.
You have a penis in your anal area. That's just not. Yeah, no. I don't know, man. Wow.
Franklin says, well, $20 is $20. Kat says it's all bad. Kayla says, definitely seeing my dad gay would take me out.
Yeah, no shit.
I expect for my mom to get railed.
Carol L says, what the fuck am I listening to?
Hey, yeah, here. You know, bar conversation. This is the kind of shit that comes up when you're drunk at the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got to this spot in a natural progression that led us to this question.
Here, Nuzzes said, finding videos of Elmer and Ardell.
God.
Could you imagine?
But at least I already know about it, and at least it's a chick. I think I would be I don't know. Wouldn't sit right with me if I saw my dad plowing some dude.
The way you say it, it's like,
it would be weird.
What if he was in a threesome video and he's like banging your mom? Let's say some woman, and then you're like, oh yeah, dad. And then some guy comes in, and you're like, oh God, my dad's about to have a threesome. And then the cock goes in your dad's mouth, and you find out that your dad is bisexual. What do you do? Okay, yeah, all right.
Uncle. Galvin says, I accidentally saw my dad's junk a couple years before he died. I'm still not over it. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. Was he like super old? or like, I mean, I'm just imagining like old junk is grosser than young junk.
Now, you have to think about this, too. I mean, did your mom ever, like, kiss you on the forehead goodnight?
No, thank goodness.
Because you know that she just...
I always wanted her love and affection. Glad she was pretty hands-off with me now.
Yeah. Yeah,
knowing where her mouth and hands have been.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure people in the mafia used to get... Like, if your mom ever kissed you on the forehead goodnight, it's because...
Now it's getting weird.
Yeah. Oof.
Imran Khan says, yeah, Siri, this is too early for this topic. Kat says, this is weird. I'm trying so hard right now not to picture either of my parents. God rest their souls.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Well, I mean, you know, hey, we forget, though. To us, they're just mom and dad, but they're people, too. They're sexual beings, too. Yeah. They need to go get theirs. How come you get to go do dirty stuff and have threesomes and whatnot, and they didn't get to? Because they're their, because they're your mom and dad? No, that's not fair. That's not fair.
All right, let's just... Did you see the video of Ricky Martin
getting... Yeah, I watched it. I didn't see a boner. If you didn't hear the story, Ricky Martin was on stage at a Madonna show, which, by the way, I don't know why you pay to go to a satanic ritual.
Yeah, no shit.
I mean, she plays her songs in between satanic rituals, even while she's singing. Anywho, I digress. So they're judging. They got cards with numbers on them, and they're judging these Madonna backup dancers who are all gay and
all gay
whatever.
Men, right.
And the post said that, you know, Ricky put that thing away. Ricky Martin got a big heart on, but I watched it. It just looked like pants because he was wearing big baggy pants. I didn't see it.
I didn't either. But they're saying that it was definitely an erection. Let me see. If
no,
I, can find, like,
I watched
a still
it. Thing. I, you know, I would like to think at this point in my life I'm able to recognize an erection. And I just, it looked like pants. Curb Your Enthusiasm, it looked like a pants penis.
Yeah.
A pants boner. What does he call it? By the way, the finale of Curb, fucking brilliant. I loved it. There was a couple of missteps, but it was great.
I think somebody in the mafia yesterday asked you if you had seen it, and I didn't know.
I just watched it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Fucking loved it.
Damn.
Yeah, if you find the video post, put it up and show. They want to see it. But I really don't.
I'm trying to see.
God. Tool Job said, I found monster dildos in my parents' room when I helped them pack.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I mean, but, you know, hey, whatever.
Let's see.
I'd rather find dildos that my mom and dad were both using than, like, just catch them cheating.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think so. Like, I'd rather walk in on my mom, you know, fucking doing that. I'm just getting through the advertisements here, and then I'll put up the video.
All right.
Because there's a video here.
Yeah, I really didn't. We're going to hang on, Kayla. She's like, I want to see the video, Jay.
So I think it was...
I think it's his pants.
And again, remember that video where everybody was talking about how Corey had the hog? It was the same situation.
It was the same kind of situation. Yeah.
All right, so here's the video. Let me share it here. You got it? All right. Here. All right. And okay. Can you put...
Oh, this is fucking stupid. TMZ videos are the worst anyways.
They are, yeah. All right. Well, this is what I... This is when I... All right, here it goes.
Make it bigger.
Stands up, his pants fall down. I just think it's his pants, not the reason.
I just think it was his pants.
Because
it pokes out, but then it goes away right away. Like his pants fall down. Wow. Yeah, I don't think. And I can't believe that's even a story.
I can't believe they allow that at a show like that. Well, again, it's Madonna.
Curvy Barbie says, literally, that's the gayest thing I've ever seen on this show. 100%.
What the
fuck? I mean, they were literally booty grinding.
With thongs on.
With thongs on, yeah.
You know, something slipped in between a crack. Oh, Jesus.
There are no straight men that go to a Madonna concert. Pretty safe to say.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Ugh, God. Wow.
Thanks for putting that up there, Jay. Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, I was just saying, I was trying to pivot away from...
Why did that come? That's not a pivot.
I was trying
That's stepping into it even more. That's not a pivot.
Well, I was, because you were talking about your dad, you know, seeing your dad. Would you rather see your dad suck a cock or your mom get railed by 10 dudes?
That's not a pivot. Wait, you're trying to be current?
I don't know.
Well, this just happened. This video's gone viral. Do you see Ricky Martin's big cock? Everyone said he had a boner.
God. All right.
Let's do some news.
And now, from a location unknown for his safety, it's Kane with the Not Quite News.
Morgan Wallen throws a chair off a rooftop bar.
Yeah.
In trouble again. Felony charges.
Why?
I guess he was pissed off that his ex was with some dude, or I guess they eloped, or they're engaged, or something like that. So he was drunk and threw a chair off the 6-story roof downtown in Nashville. And it didn't hit anybody, but it came close to a couple police officers, so he got arrested. He faces 6 years in jail. That's the most. He could actually go to jail. You never get the most.
No.
So he's not going to jail for 6 years, but if they... if he doesn't get like a plea deal, if these felonies hold, if they stand, the least he has to do is a year.
Man.
He's Morgan Wallen. He'll figure something out.
Yeah. And did you see his mugshot? He's just in there smiling.
I saw a post on a radio Instagram page. Shitty PD.
Oh, okay.
But basically he said, like, well, you know, our country station's finally going to get rid of Morgan Wallen music because he's pissed off. This is liberals.
Yeah.
Pissed off that, you know, he was drunk and said the N-word kind of.
Yeah.
With an at the end.
Mm-hmm.
They were all like, oh, you should stop playing Morgan Wallen. And then they was pissed off that they didn't. People love Morgan Wallen. I'm sorry. He has some great songs. And now he's like, can we finally stop playing Morgan Wallen now? I'm like, no, they're going to stop playing Morgan Wallen. First of all, these are charges. And he threw a chair off a roof. Yeah, that's a stupid thing to do. But, I mean, I've done my share of stupid fucking things while drunk, too. You know what he has? He has a fucking alcohol problem.
Yes.
He needs to take care of that. What I say the other week, nothing good. The only things that happen when you're fucking drunk are bad things.
Yep. You're right.
The only time bad things have ever happened to me, or the only time I've ever done bad things, drunk and high, or one or the other.
Could he plead insanity, saying, you know, he was just off his rocker?
He could plead insanity, but, you know, he's fully cooperating. I think he'll be all right, but Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a stupid thing to do. Fuck yeah, it is.
Yeah, sure it is.
Busy Nashville streets. Those streets are always packed. It's a miracle it didn't hit anybody, really. There's a mom being shamed because she gave her twins the same name. How do you have twins and call them both Sean?
I mean, George Foreman did it. He named all his kids George.
All of his kids are George. Yeah, but at least they got a number.
George the first to say, yeah,
one,
true.
Two, and three, and four, and five, you know. Yeah. I mean, because his name is George. This is a mom who just named both of her kids Sean. Oh, well, hang on. She spelled them different. She spelled one's name S-E-A-N. And how do you think she spelled the other kid's name?
S-H-A-W-N or U-N?
You would think. No, she spelled the other Sean S-E-E-N.
That's what did scene.
That spell?
Scene. That's scene.
Yeah, that's scene. So apparently she thinks that's how you say S-E-A-N. So I think she calls them both scene.
Scene.
Because if she knew that S-E-A-N was pronounced Sean, I think she would have spelled the other kid's name S-H-A-W-N or U-N.
Maybe she said to herself, how can I get my kids to hate me when they know better?
Oh,
let
my
me just
God.
Name them the same names and spell them wrong.
It's going to be so confusing for them. Like, I mean, like developing identities outside of their twinness.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, stupid.
That's fucking terrible.
Ridiculous.
I mean, do you take the kids away? No, but please.
Awful.
10 best states for working from home. Number one is New Jersey.
Well, because the fucking commute here is ridiculous, especially in our area.
New Jersey, Utah, Delaware, Maryland, D.C., top five. Worst, Alaska, Montana, Arkansas, Wyoming, and South Dakota.
Mm.
It should be pronounced Arkansas.
Arkansas, yeah.
Fun fact, you're more likely to die on your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Oh.
Did it say why? I mean, it's because you're aroused with your heart rate? Is that, like, why?
Stop saying aroused. Statistically, you're more likely to die on your birthday. The Guardian just did a big thing on it called the birthday effect. Hmm. Study in 2016 found you're more likely to die on your birthday than any other day of the year. 7% more likely. One study in 2012 said it's 13% higher. No one's sure why, but experts think there might be a few reasons. One is birthdays can be depressing.
True. Yeah, true. Okay.
So like if you're turning a big number, like a big 4-0 or a big 5-0, they should do stats based on just those numbers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The big 7-0.
Yeah.
I've never really been depressed turning anything. Well, that's not true. When I turned 30, that was a big, that was not fun. I did not enjoy turning 30. That was when I fucking got hammered and passed out inside of the employee bathroom at Cadillac Bar in Hoboken. And
oh, Cadillac
Nobody saw
Bar.
Me in there until they opened it up back at like 7 o'clock the next day. They roused Cadillac me from Bar. My slumber, and I got up and I walked out of the bathroom and I was like, where is everybody? I thought it was still like, you know, 3 in the morning.
Jesus.
That was my 30th.
Wow.
There's a slightly higher rate of people killing themselves. Main reason, though, it might be from celebrating too hard. You drink
partying.
Too much.
Right, partying, yeah.
If you're older, drinking or overeating could cause a heart attack.
Huh.
And also, you know what? Don't throw a surprise birthday if someone's over 90.
Yeah.
Surprise!
Yeah, and fucking they go with a heart defibrillation. Fuck.
Oh, God. There's nothing I love more than videos on Instagram where people are getting the shit scared out of them.
Yeah, I know.
Aren't those the best?
Cadillac Bar did not turn into a gay club. It turned into, Arizona now.
No. It's condos now. Cadillac Bar and Boo Boo's were right next to
each
other.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of something.
Through, and there was a Ronald McDonald with a taxi cab.
Yes.
Inside of the Boo Boo's part. It's just condos now. Clam Broth House, that big sign that used to be right there on the corner. Yep. I think they actually left that. That still might be there. I don't know.
I'm thinking of another bar. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Body parts found across Milwaukee. Three separate instances this week. I thought Jeffrey Dahmer, wasn't he dead? I thought he died in jail. But no, we got another one. Human leg found in a park near Lake Michigan.
What the freak?
Official searched a home in connection with the investigation, said a person of interest taken into custody. Then, in a different neighborhood, they found additional remains.
Wow.
Yuck. Really bad jokes.
It's now time for...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Cain and Corey's...
Really bad jokes.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
All right, the term ecosexual, we talked about that, now being used to describe people who get turned on by nature. It replaces the previous label, public masturbators. Hey, now! Washington State passed a stripper bill of rights. Hear about that?
Hmm.
Voters at first were like, no way. We're not voting for that. But then the dancers worked the polls, and so they got them to come around.
Well, That's good.
Wait, that's easy. Archaeologists have discovered a massive prehistoric henge in England.
Huh.
Like, you know what a henge is?
Yeah, it's one of those big rocks, right? That just stand straight up.
No, it's Stonehenge. Like, you know, we're here. It's like a bit, like big grassy area.
Oh yeah, okay.
You know?
Oh, all right, yeah, okay.
Speaking of which, it's almost bathing suit season, ladies. So get the clipping. Have you ever seen a tuft of pubes over like the bottom part of a bikini?
Oh yeah.
I almost threw up last year at Donovan's. It wasn't just a tuft. It was like all of the tufts.
Yeah.
Coming out of the top of the thing. And it was like one of those natural girls. I'm like, that shouldn't be allowed here.
You look like you had a small child in a headlock that's between your legs. Just fucking, yeah. Can I do? Yeah. That was funny.
It's got a Brillo pad. You're scrubbing earlier, but you forgot to take a pad out of there. I appreciate that you were trying to get clean before your big day out at Donovan's, but
big being the operative word there.
1 in 5 young people can't identify a zucchini.
One in five OnlyFans women can. That was funny.
1 in 5 young people can't identify a zucchini. They don't know what a zucchini is. They hate Biden. Young people must really hate vegetables.
Ooh, that was good. That was good.
Boeing jet operated by Southwest Airlines made an emergency landing after an engine cover fell off and struck a wing flap. I mean, at this point, Boeing just needs to change his name to Boeing. It's the sound of fucking shit falling off that plane.
Ooh, Boeing, that's funny.
Billie Eilish's new album's called Hit Me Hard and Soft. Chris Brown's raving about it.
These are good today, man.
I don't know. Firefighter in Florida has been fired after exposing himself at a 7-Eleven. He was just giving the cashier a drink from the hose. I mean, stupid. Wallet Hub rated New Jersey as the top state for working from home. The worst state you can be in from when working from home? Inebriated. All right, let's get the hell out of here, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to post on Instagram. I'll make a post right now. See if anybody wants those tickets to join us for the comedy show in New Brunswick tomorrow night.
Yep.
That would be, I don't know when you're listening to this, but the date on that is, what's the date today? The 9th?
It's April 10th is this comedy show tomorrow. Today's the 9th.
All right. I'm going to make the post right now.
Early show tomorrow, I'm assuming?
I assume so.
All right.
All right. See you later.
Later.
Kane and Corey.